I don't recognize Norwegian courts because you get your mandate from the Norwegian political parties who support multiculturalism. Those were the first bitter words accused mass killer Anders Breivik directed to the court in Oslo, where his mass shooting trial began today. Breivik admitted to killing 77 people on July 22nd, but is pleading not guilty. To talk about the court proceedings and the feelings inside Norway as this trial proceeds is Alexander Levy, an Oslo-based lawyer. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, first of all, did it surprise you, the defiance of the defendant?
No, not really. I think it was quite clear from the media coverage before the trial, which has obviously been extensive, that he was probably going to make some kind of statement like he did. So no real surprises there at all.
Is it disruptive in the court, or is the court expecting this sort of thing, and we'll move on very quickly to the findings of fact?
Well, I think it's hard to say. I think the courts probably expected that he was gonna make some sort of defiant statement. This is obviously his chance to shine in the limelight. He's been waiting for this for a while. So I think the court's expecting that he's going to use the time he's given in front of a microphone as best as he can.
So how does that bear on the finding that he is perhaps insane or not responsible for his actions? Give us a sense of what the laws are in Norway that the court will be considering, and whether this kind of behavior actually bears one way or another on whether he is insane.
Well, I think it's obviously a very good question. We've obviously had two psychiatrist reports that conflict. One saying that he is insane, one saying he's not. So just because you've actually got two conflicting reports will make it that much more important that he is given a chance to speak freely in front of the judges, because they will, whilst they normally will put a lot of emphasis on a psychiatrist's report, now they've actually had two and they conflict, so they will have to the best of their ability, use his own testimony given in court to try to decide whether or not they find him insane or sane.
Alexander Levy, what are the people of Norway doing? Is the criminal justice system on trial here, in a sense? Is there an expectation that this trial will give closure to the families of the 77 victims?
Last point first. I think definitely this will give closure, not just to the victims of Anders Behring Breivik and the families, but obviously to the Norwegian society as a whole. The whole trial has been very well publicized. There's almost a sense of saturation because everything has been probed ad nauseum. Now, whether or not this is actually a trial of the Norwegian justice system, I wouldn't say that at all. The criminal code in Norway is very well established. There are very important rules and regulations that are followed regardless if you've if you've murdered one person, or if you've murdered 100 people, or if you've stolen a car, or whatever you've done, you have to follow the same rules. That's kind of the crux of any developed criminal code in a developed Western country. Well, so I don't think at all that this is a in any way putting the Norwegian legal system on trial.
Well, a sense of confidence there from Alexander Levy, a lawyer in Oslo at Wickborn Rhine, one of the biggest firms in Oslo. Thanks so much.